Back here on News Radio, WGNS, and we are happy to have some special guests in studio here with us today. First of all, I want to introduce Mike Gann with Stones River Manor. And Mike, you all are always trying to figure out new ways to keep the community informed, aren't you?
We try to keep our community involved and all the just different things going on. You know, Murfreesboro is one of the fastest growing cities in Tennessee, and but we like to educate. We like to, especially with seniors, you know, we like to know the families and the seniors to know what they can get for their future.
We have Hillary Broom joining us today in studio with McKnight Advisory Group. And tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with our friends at Stones River Manor.
On April the 16th, from 1 o'clock till approximately 2:30, we'll be having an educational seminar, and I emphasize educational because we'll be going over the basics of Medicare, talking about how Medicare works. We will not be talking about product specifics, but we will be educating the public on exactly what the timing is for Medicare, when we should sign up, what types of plans are out there available, and try to help the people to see that there might be a plan that's available that might be perfect for one person but might not necessarily be perfect for the next person. So try to provide a better knowledge of what Medicare is and how it all works.
There are a number of there's no one size fits all, really, is there?
No, sir, not at all. And we take a lot of pride in making sure that each individual client has an opportunity to look at the various plans and see what's going to work best for them. Sometimes the husband needs maybe an advantage plan, and maybe the wife needs a supplement plan. Just depends on their own given situations. And we try to evaluate that and help them make those decisions and take the stress off of them as they do that.
That's kind of what's going through my mind. I know with my father, there was almost a, I really don't know what to do. And I think a lot of seniors are in that boat.
Well, most people, when they come into my office, I liken it to going to Atlanta to 285 and 85. It's called Spaghetti Junction. You have all these interstates going every different direction, and they're trying to decide, which road do I take? Well, if I can take away half of those roads, it'd make it a lot easier. Or if I could take the second half of those roads away and just leave two roads, then suddenly the tension fades away and it begins to make more sense to them. So that's kind of what we do with Medicare. So we take it down to the bare minimum and look at option one, option two, left side, right side, pay me now, pay me later. And so they can see how they work and help them to get a good illustration about just how this all works and a good visual for that.
With that analogy, you have to go through Atlanta. You have to go down this Medicare road. So what do you do when you get there?
The key to any of it is planning ahead of time. If you're going on a journey, if you're making a trip, you need to stop and think, well, you know, what types of things do I need to carry with me? When do I need to be at the airport? All of these things you'll need to be thinking about and preparing. So there's a lot of things that go into a trip before the trip ever starts. And so if you know ahead of time when you're going into Atlanta that you're going to be taking 285 around to 85 and then going north, then it makes your decisions a lot easier and not so confusing. And so go ahead and have that picture painted in your mind what direction you're going. So we start with the people back even as much as 6 months earlier and began to talk to them about these are the time frames. You need to have your Medicare card in hand. If you're drawing Social Security, it'll come to you within 3 months of your 65th birthday. If you're not drawing Social Security yet, you've got to proactively sign up for your Parts A and Part B. If you're going to continue working, should I opt out of Part B or can I? And we'll be looking at all those type of things.
This is basically an event to help get us motivated and give knowledge on how to navigate. You're not necessarily going to put this together for each individual person that comes.
That's correct. It'll be just, like I said, it's educational. And a lot of the audience there at the Stones River Manor have already made this decision, but there's also opportunities for them to make changes if this plan is not working out for them. So we'll discuss the timing on changes that they can make, when they can make a change, and what kind of changes perhaps they need to make, whether they qualify to make a change. If they're in a supplement development plan. If they're making a change, they have to go through underwriting. We'll talk about some of those questions and look at that to see if they can even qualify to make a change. So those are the types of things we'll look at. But also there are other people who care for these people at Stones River Manor that are probably nearing that age. So it's not just for the people that are residents there, but it's also for their family members.
Mike, who can come to this event?
Anyone in the community can come to this. This is a free event. We will have some light refreshments, and we'd like to RSVP.
Okay, and just let you know that you're coming, and you can get a great educational event from 1 until 2:30 at Stones River Manor. What's the best way to RSVP?
Just call at 615-893-5617.
I hope you have a great event. Again, it's on April the 16th, 1 until 2:30 at Stones River Manor, and RSVP by calling 893-5617. Mike, Hillary, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you, Brian.
And again, our guests have been Hillary Broom from McKnight Advisory Group and, of course, Mike Gann from Stones River Manor.